Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney, Disney-related stories, lessons, insights, discussions, debates, and so on, covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, we're serving up three quotes from the world of Walt, if you will, regarding values in business. So we're continuing from the previous episode, expanding on this. And again, the idea here with these this series that we're in the midst of, you know, giving you three points to ponder is just that. Hopefully you'll ponder them, might plant some seeds to spur your own thinking and action in your own business and career. So let's look at the first quote for today is from Roy O. Disney. Quote, "If your values are constructive, I find your decisions tend to be good. Management is all a matter of values in the final analysis." Close quote. Sound stuff, right? I think that's absolutely correct. You've got to have a consistent set of values for clear and consistent decision making. Number two comes from Doug Lipp in his book, Disney U. Quote, "Without the conscience of passionately accepted organizational values leading the way, it is far too easy to begin cutting corners," close quote. That's interesting, right? Because that, you hear the first part of that quote, you're not quite sure where he's going. And then you get to that other part where it's too easy to begin cutting corners. And part of your value system has to be your respect for your customers, for the consumer. And that you're not going to offer them shoddy goods and services, right? That you are, part of your values is to offer people honesty and quality. Now, the last quote is a lengthy one. If this goes to a fundamental belief in what is right, right? No matter what else is going on in society. And I have to say, before I read this quote, this is tough to find in the business world, right? What you too often find is, a lot of talk about having values, but only having value as far as it goes, you know? or you see values being presented as not, or being a things that are not values per se, but are just, you know, kind of the latest political fads, those being treated as values and then stomping on the beliefs and values of perhaps some people in your audience. So these are the things that popped in my mind when I read, when I came across, well, I didn't come across this quote. This is one of my favorite quotes from all of comic bookdom, if you will. It's from Captain America in The Amazing Spider-Man 537. Captain America, just right up front, my favorite comic book character. And Captain America comic books made me a reader as a kid. So there you go. One of the reasons that I've always loved Cap. So here's what Cap says. Quote, "Doesn't matter what the press says. Doesn't matter what the politicians or the mob say. Doesn't matter if the whole country decides that something wrong is something right. This nation was founded on one principle above all else, the requirement that we stand up for what we believe, no matter the odds or the consequences. When the mob and the press and the whole world tell you to move, your job is to plant yourself like a tree beside the river of truth and tell the whole world, no, you move." Close quote. It speaks for itself. I don't need to add anything. Think about that quote in terms of your own life in general, and then the various parts of your life, including your business and your career. Thanks for listening. Please get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Please check out my signed books. All my books are available at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com, signed editions, including the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution. For good measure, all of my novels, we're up to 20 now, 19 Pastor Stephen Grant thrillers and mysteries, and also Cathedral and Alliance of St. Michael novel, the first book in that series. I'm working on a second one now. They, too, sign books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com, but also paperbacks and Kindle editions at Amazon.com. If you want to check out some of my economics work, and you want to get your thinking clear on a whole host of economic issues, grab my 3 weekly Economist books. Finally, if you don't want to miss any of my books, patreon.com/PastorStephenGrantFellowship. You can sign up there. If you sign up at the bronze reader level or higher, you get the 2 latest books in the Pastor Stephen Grant series right up front. And then you get every book by me going forward, fiction, nonfiction. You get that as part of the deal. And there are a whole host of other rewards from that bronze reader level or higher. So I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.